Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who understands that it's not just a mortgage. It's your mortgage, Slick. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Our toll-free hotline is 855-212-4CBS. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. All my college and pro plays are up for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. In football, you're going to get all the NHL, the UFC, baseball. You get it all. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up. You'll like it. Hide the money from your wife. Trust me. And in November, it's going to blow your mind. It's getting better than ever. November is going to be unbelievable. The changes to the site are going to freak you out. You're going to love it. It's better for the customers and fans. And that's just the bottom line. You're going to love what I've done for you. It's coming up in a couple weeks. So until then, just ride the lightning and then see what happens in early November. You'll be very happy. 855-212-4CBS. Get you on the bench. Your boy B-Mac has been with us all week. At least three nights, right?
Three nights.
So he had a really good time is what he told us last night. And then now he has to go back to Reality Bites. He has to go back to the doldrums. Got to go back to that 4 to midnight. Got to pull the double Saturday and Sunday, 4 to midnight. And you do what, like four different shows?
Yeah, I produce those shows. And I have another job at SiriusXM also where I work.
And
before that.
Wait a minute. When are you doing that?
I'm doing SiriusXM tomorrow, midnight to 4, and then I come here from 4 to 2. Not midnight. Noon to 4, and then I come here
So you're going noon until
4.
Midnight.
No. Noon to 4 at Sirius, and then I come here from 4 to midnight.
Right, so noon to midnight.
Yeah, in total, yeah.
A 12-hour run.
That's pretty much every weekend for a part-timer in the industry.
Both days?
Both days.
You're at Sirius and here both days.
Oh, yeah.
24 hours you're going to work the next 2 days.
Out of 48, yep.
And then you're off till when?
And then I work Monday also.
Jesus, dude. Where do you work Monday?
SiriusXM also.
Do they care that people work over there and do both?
I don't know. I don't think so. But, I mean, I got to make money somehow.
Right. They don't care about you making money, believe me.
They don't care about me, so.
They don't care about anybody. There you go. How's that for a slap in the face?
One of my favorite bands ever right here, Motley Crue.
Yeah, they're great. I did bad things with them, too. Felonies. All of them felonies. I should be in jail right now doing, like, a 20-year run, a 20-year bid. I like them, too. They were great. They were a great band. You know what's weird, though? I got to tell you, like, so I was in, where is it? Atlantis one day at the Cove, like the high-end part of Atlantis. They got, like, an expensive ripoff side to it. And I was there, and Vince Neil was there. I hope he's hearing this story. So Vince Neil was there, and he was literally in it. He had, like, a cabana at the pool, and he had a harem, literally a harem of just smoke show, like, escorts. I mean, these chicks were so hot. I would have jumped out of the pool naked and left my wife and slept with all of them at the same time, like Methuselah, like snakes around my head. I would have been, like, with all, like, there were 10 chicks with him alone. There were no other dudes. It was him and 10 chicks, and they were all over him, like, literally. Like, they were massaging him and, like, pouring champagne down his throat and feeding him grapes. And meanwhile, the whole time, he was like a fat slob. He looked like a train wreck. Like, he looked like he had 30 years of rock and roll on him, and he looked like he had been dragged by a food truck.
Some of those pictures.
And the whole time, he was eating tacos because he had turned into such a fat ass.
The comparisons of him in the 80s when he was all coked up, and I guess, and then now, it's insane.
Right, when he was young, he was skinny and handsome, and every chick wanted to do him. And then when he got older, now he's just a fat slob. Right, you've really seen him. Hard. He's like, he's disgusting. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I loved him when he was young and singing. And then, you know, when he got older, I heard his voice, too. It was terrible.
Best part of it, too, is Motley Crue breaks up on this final hurrah tour for 4 years. And then he goes on his solo tour and keeps doing Motley Crue songs. It's like, right. Dude,
but
come
dude,
on.
Did you like them, Carver High? Did you like the crew?
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw him 11 times.
How about this guy? He's doing a residency in Vegas in March, David Lee Roth. And can you imagine what he sounds like now?
I heard they went on tour like 2 years ago and it was garbage.
It was a disaster.
Yeah. Really bad.
So he's going to go do a residency in Vegas. What do you think those concerts are going to be like?
Can't pay for that.
I couldn't even
you
go.
You should pay the lounge that you walk by on your way to the bar. That's where you should be playing.
You should be playing the lounge act? Like your boy Al?
Exactly.
Doing the Vegas lounge act?
One Vegas residency that was great, I saw Aerosmith last year, in April, actually, at their Vegas residency. They were fantastic.
Well,
and they're like 80.
I know, but he's still got it. And they still, you know, what they can do, what these heavy metal bands do, or these good bands, the music, like Van Halen does that too. They would play the music so loud that you can't even hear him singing. Because they just drown him out with good, you know, Eddie playing a guitar, Michael on the bass, and Alex on the drums so loud,
Wolfgang
the double
the bass,
whatever. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they play the music so loud, you can't even hear this crappy voice anymore. Aerosmith can jam all day, but Steven Tyler can still perform, right?
He was just as crazy as all the rest of them.
I know, he can perform, though. He's a performer. That guy's a legend. He's like Keith Richard. He just lives forever. Listen, that guy's creepy, though. You wouldn't want him hitting on your girl or your wife or your daughter. You'd freak out. Like, honestly. Can you imagine if Steven Tyler was hitting on your daughter? I mean, honestly. I don't know what I would do. Because he's like 90. What is he? I mean, he's so old. I'm old. Those guys make me look young. Seriously, Tyler's at least 70. He's got to be.
71.
There you go. Boom. I was dead right. He's 71. So I said he's at least 70. No questions asked. Listen, do you really think people want to go see people when they're 75 years old doing rock concerts? I mean, honestly.
They go see your boy Mick and Keith, those guys, right? They're pushing 80.
Those guys are going to play. They'll sell out stadiums till they're 110. It really is unbelievable. All right, tomorrow, South Carolina and Georgia kick it off at noon in Athens. Carver High, who do you like there? Georgia to roll over Muschamps Gamecocks.
Georgia rolls.
Laying 21 and a hook. Oklahoma and Texas, you're all over Oklahoma there, Carver High?
I do. I'm going to lay it. I think that they're going to win by 2 touchdowns.
All right. Michigan, Illinois, and Champaign. Michigan's laying 23 and a hook. Can they cover that big number?
I'm going to take the 23 and a hook with Illinois. I am, yes. I think that they'll...
No, you know, faith in Harbaugh's.
They're not going to win a game. I mean, the Wolverines are going to win the game, but Michigan hasn't really... Yeah, they've struggled this year. They have.
Memphis and Temple in Philly, Maryland, Purdue in West Lafayette, Mississippi State, Tennessee in Knoxville, Rutgers in Indiana and Bloomington, and then Miami of Ohio, Western Michigan, Toledo, Bowling Green, all these games I'm passing through because no one cares. Georgia Tech, Duke. Duke's laying 17. The game's in Durham. Ball State, Eastern Michigan. Old Dominion, Marshall. New Mexico State, Central Michigan. They should cancel that game. Alabama and A&M. Any chance for the Aggies at Kyle Field, Carver High?
No.
B-Mac, do you like college football? Do you like...
Not enough to be an expert.
No. So you don't watch college football?
I'm a fraud. Like, I watch when it gets to the end and it's exciting and everything, but I can't keep up with it consistently weekly.
So you just like the pro teams, like
baseball, hockey, football, basketball, really.
Like New York.
Yeah, I mean, I like all sports, really. I mean, I watch college football. I just don't keep up with it consistently week by week.
But so every week do you watch on Saturday? Do you watch games?
If there's a big game, I'll sit and watch, but right. Not particularly. No.
But you don't freak out about it. Florida State and Clemson, Carver High in Clemson. They're laying 27 to the Noles. Too many points away. Clemson has kind of struggled a little bit.
No, I think that Clemson's going to come out tomorrow night and want to put some of that stuff in the past, and I think that they thump them.
Michigan State, Wisconsin at Camp Randall in Madtown. Wisconsin's 5-0. Michigan State 4-2. Wisconsin is laying 10.
I don't think Michigan State's very good, so I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
Washington State, Arizona State. Washington State, a 1-point favorite at Tempe.
I like the Cougars.
Cincinnati, Houston. In Houston, Cincinnati laying a touchdown, 7.
I like the Bearcats.
BYU in South Florida, in Tampa, Kent State, and Akron. The Zips have been rated the worst team in college football.
As they should.
Northern Illinois and Ohio, UConn and Tulane, Texas Tech and Baylor. Can Texas Tech give Baylor a game in Waco?
Baylor keeps rolling.
San Jose State in Nevada, in Reno, UNLV, Vandy, in Smashville. Iowa State and West Virginia, in Morgantown. Iowa State laying 10.
Iowa State.
Middle Tennessee, Florida Atlantic, Georgia State, Coastal Carolina, UAB at Texas, San Antonio, Armies at Western Kentucky, UMass at Louisiana Tech, North Texas at Southern Miss. Fresno and Air Force at Falcon Stadium at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Ole Miss in Missouri, in Columbia. Charlotte and FIU in Miami. How about USC Notre Dame? You going Irish and laying the 11?
I am going to lay the 11 with the Irish tomorrow.
Penn State and Iowa in Iowa City at Kinnick Stadium. Penn State laying 3.5.
Give me Iowa.
Whoa. Louisville and Wake. Wake's 5-0. The game's in Winston-Salem, and they're laying 7, the Deacons.
I like Wake Forest tomorrow in a rout.
Nebraska, Minnesota, row the boat.
Row the boat, baby.
They're laying 7.5. Too many to lay to the Huskers.
Probably too many to lay, but they will win the game.
Arkansas, Kentucky in Lexington, no one cares. Navy, Tulsa, Florida, LSU in the Bayou, Tiger Stadium under the lights, 8 p.m. They don't lose in Baton Rouge under the lights.
And they won't tomorrow night either.
Laying 13.5?
That now, I mean, I could find some scenarios where I might take Florida with the 13.5, but LSU's going to win that game.
Utah, Oregon State in Corvallis, Hawaii and Boise, a good game on the blue carpet. They're laying 13.5 to Hawaii.
Give me the blue carpet, baby.
Wyoming and San Diego State at San Diego. San Diego State laying 3.5. Washington, Arizona in Tucson. Washington laying 5.5.
The governor doing that game tomorrow night.
What?
The governor doing the Washington
is he really?
Arizona game. Yeah.
I don't see anything here that it's on Fox.
It's on FS1, isn't it, or one of those?
I don't see that. I see every other game listed except that one. There's no TV on that one.
I will have to circle back to that then and make sure, but I'm pretty sure that he said he was going to Tucson.
Is that right? All right, well, there you go. Those are all the games.
And I like Arizona in that game, by the way.
Oh, a little upset.
Yes.
You're going a little upset there in Tucson. You believe in the Wildcats after they're 4-1. Sumlin not doing a bad job so far.
I'm all in on them.
All right, 855-212-4227. It is the governor. FS1's got that game. Bud in Palm Desert, Cali, down in Palm Springs.
Pharrell, what's up, brother?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I got a great Vince Neil story. I used to work with Harry Mone, the owner of Deja Vu, who's his partner in the strip club in Vegas. Remember Girls, Girls, Girls?
Right, yeah, sure.
And Trainwreck doesn't even do the guy justice. I mean, this guy ran the strip club into the ground, and he ended up sexually harassing all the women, so most of them ended up quitting the club. That's why the club ended up folding.
Really? I believe it. Like, listen, if you're that big of a rock star, like that guy loved women. So he absolutely. I told you, I saw him. He had a harem. He literally had a harem. And meanwhile, he was an old, washed up, fat dude. He didn't even look good. When he was young, he was really good looking. And you know, that's what happens. You get old and fat. And he partied like a just absolute, like, you know, top shelf rock star status. And so all those years of partying caught up with him. Like, you see him now. I mean, is there anything worse than, seriously, some old washed-up rock star when you see him later in life and they're just fat and old and their hair's thinning and the whole deal? I mean, honestly, it's the worst. There's nothing worse than getting old, but especially if you're some guy that was, like, chased by millions of women and he was a rock star and he was walking around, you know, five-star hotels naked and drinking booze right out of the bottle, doing blow, and then the next thing you know, he's a fat slob sitting on a lawnmower in his front yard, shoveling the driveway. Come on. So he ran a he ran that strip club. Do you hear him? He ran it into the ground, hitting on all the chicks.
Not surprised.
Carver, I might have to stop by that Hustler Club on the way out of the city tonight. No?
Percentage of that is
zero.
Less than zero.
Going straight home.
Big day tomorrow.
What's the big day tomorrow?
Got a lot going on. Doing the aisle seat at the tailgate tomorrow. I got Olivia in the morning. Nicole's got to work. I got a long day.
So there's a party tomorrow at the Islander game?
I'm doing the show there, yeah.
In the parking lot?
Yes.
So it's a huge tailgate. Is the weather supposed to be good?
It is. Looks like mid-60s. Looks like it's going to be okay.
So you get a lot of people show up for those parties?
Yeah, it's going to be good. I got MSGs coming by, too, so it's going to be good.
So, and what do people do? They just sit there and watch the show and get drunk?
That'll happen tomorrow, yeah. I mean, people will actually probably be drunk when I start because they get there at like 12, 1 o'clock. I'm starting at like 4, 4.30, so.
So, and then how long do you do it for?
45 minutes to an hour, that's it.
So, and then you set up, how do you set it up? What do you have like a?
I'm actually getting MSG setting it up.
It's like, so you do the broadcast,
It's actually, it's going to be more, you got to be there to see it. It's not going to be something that's going to be put up on the show.
Oh, so you're just doing like, you're going to have a microphone and speakers,
right.
And then, and it, but it's not broadcast anywhere?
No.
But it's broadcast there at the site?
Yes.
Well, that sounds fun. And when does that broadcast start?
4 o'clock tomorrow.
There you go. Out at the Nassau Veterans Memorial County Coliseum in Unionville, you're going to vote.
There tomorrow, next Saturday at the Offside Tavern.
Next Saturday night at the Offside on 14th Street?
Yeah.
You're having a viewing party. Who are they playing that night?
Columbus.
There you go. All right, 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So I guess Conor McGregor was in court today for slapping the guy in the Dublin bar.
And, was he?
Yeah. But I thought the Mike Tyson interview he did earlier this week on Monday where he talked about Conor has to look inside himself and say what happened. Why am I the way I am? How do I stop this from continuing? And then he said, we don't know how to handle this stuff. We have millions of dollars. We never had this. Our families never had this. We've never been around this life. All of a sudden, you start fighting, doing something you love to do, and you do it easily, and all of a sudden, they give you tons of money for doing it, but you have no restraint, no control. You don't know what to do. That's exactly what's happened to Conor McGregor, if you ask me.
Seems that way.
Seems. It is that way. Guy never fights, but he's always now in court. He doesn't even fight anymore. He just is always in trouble.
It's been a long time since he fought. I mean, he's only fought once in MMA in the last, 3 years?
Yeah.
4 years?
That didn't go well.
The Nurmagomedov.
Yeah, he got his ass beat. The U.S. Department of Justice unsealed an indictment against an alleged New York man attempted to fix an NCAA college basketball game in December of 2018. This guy from Staten Island accused of offering members of a college basketball team thousands of dollars to intentionally lose the game. He's charged with attempted sports bribery. His lawyer refused to comment. I'll bet. He laid out his plans to fix the unidentified game and encouraged someone to place thousands of dollars in bets on the game, according to the indictment. Okay, I wouldn't trust the game I was telling you about. I'm not touching it personally. The guy tried to fix college basketball games. Imagine that.
They've been doing that for decades.
I have the list of all the, remember last night I told you, the captains in the NHL. The three teams that didn't list them are the Rangers, Senators, and Vegas. Oh, and Detroit. Why? They don't have captains?
They don't have captains.
Is that right?
True.
I thought that story was way better telling it that way than actually going through the list of captains.
I actually think that you did do it the right way, is to say who doesn't have one as opposed to...
Because who cares?
Reading off the list of the other 26.
It would have taken all night.
Do, yeah.
So here's your power rankings now after a week of hockey. The Bruins are the best team in hockey. The Vegas Golden Knights are number two, as I watch them lose every night. Yeah, great job they've done with these rankings. I just watched Arizona kick their ass last night, 4-1. They looked like they were sleepwalking.
Lost to Boston the night before, didn't
they? Yeah, I mean, give me a break. Jalen Hurts doesn't seem fazed by the Red River rivalry. I played in the Iron Bowl.
He's got a point.
He does. LSU hoping to get back three key pieces for their huge matchup with number 7 Florida. All that matters is they're playing at home under the lights in Baton Rouge. When's the last time they lost a game there? Like under the lights on a Saturday night in that play. Plus, they get every call, too. They're like the Patriots. James Blackman, again, will be Florida State's quarterback against Clemson. We can watch him suck again. I can't even believe I saw N'Kosi Perry win a game tonight. He's terrible, too. I hope you heard me driving home from the game, kid. You are terrible.
I don't think they didn't really win because of him.
But. Well, they didn't, but like he's taking pictures after the game with fans. Like, no one wants his picture. Seriously. Oh, here we go. College power rankings here. Alabama's number 1. They have Georgia number 2 now. Ohio State number 3, LSU 4, Florida 5. They don't even list Clemson. Anyway.
I saw some joker on TV the other day say that they wouldn't be in the playoff today if it started. I said, get serious.
Yeah, yeah, they will. Vontaze Burfict, I love it. He had his suspension upheld. He's not playing football again. I love that. The Redskins will start Case Keenum this week. What a thrill that is for everyone.
Good luck.
Can you imagine watching or paying to see that game at Hard Rock? The Redskins.
How many people do you think are going to be there on Sunday? Like, can you?
I mean, so I've been seeing their games. They're like, I'd say about 60% capacity.
The funny part is that like 7 months ago, there's probably a lot of people from like the Maryland and the D.C. area that were like, playing in Miami this year. Let's get together and, you know, let's go make that our road trip.
Well, road trip.
Know?
Let's go.
You're going to the worst football game imaginable.
Kyle in Wisconsin. Kyle.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
What's
on.
Up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, first of all, can I get a whiskey sour, please?
Yeah, get him a whiskey sour. That's kind of femmy. All right, go ahead. There you go. Hey, my mom drank those.
All right, so I'm just curious. I heard a couple weeks ago, because I listen to you every night at work. I heard that you're coming to Wisconsin. When are you coming to Wisconsin?
Yeah, listen, I have no idea about any plans at all to go to Wisconsin. We offered up the chance to go. We were all in, like, let's do it. Let's go. And, I haven't heard anything. And I'm telling you that my window for going to Wisconsin is rapidly closing because I'm very busy. I'm going to be very busy in about 2 weeks from now, moving forward. November on, I'm literally, like, swamped. So I don't see me being able to – I'm going to a fight, and I got tons of stuff on my schedule, on my plate. I'm not going to have time to go. But we offered it up. We said we'd go. I was all in, but nothing ever happened. So I'm not blaming anybody. It didn't happen, right, Carver High?
No, that's it. It just, Bill talked about it that night with us.
Yeah.
We had some dates that we threw around that we thought might work, and we haven't heard anything.
Well, we'd be willing to go. Maybe one day we will. Who knows? Let's get an update. We'll come back. I'll get all this stuff in. If you're on hold, Virginia, Dallas, Birmingham, et cetera, hang in there. I'm going to take your calls before I get out of here. We will hit the phones.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I got
to
tell you, like, this bodes really well for me if I want to keep doing this business, right? I'm sitting here watching right now. I got these guys on my TV, Bayless, and then I got, what's his name? What's the old guy? Tony Kornheiser, and then Michael Wilbon. I mean, these guys look like, I mean, the geriatric club. I mean, honest to God, these dudes look like they're 75 years old on TV. Like, I don't watch these shows. Were we not at the fight, Carver High, and we were standing there next to Bayless? Like, I'm not saying anything bad about these guys. Like, they're great talents on the air, right? All of them. I'm just saying they're, like, really crusty old-looking dudes.
Yeah, that's what he looked like out there.
When we saw him, was he not just super old-looking? We were, like, 10 feet away from him, and I was like, dude, look how old that dude is. Like, it made me, you can't deny, because I'm old, I'm 54, but I'm like, I look like a spring chicken compared to these dudes. I mean, honestly, dude, like, ask B-Mac. I mean, B-Mac barely knows me. He's known me for 3 days. Do I seem as old as these guys to you?
No, Skip Bayless looks like a grandfather.
But you know I'm cool. Like, I'm sitting here wearing basketball clothes, flip-flops. I never, like, you see me, I walk in here like I just left a basketball court, right? Like, that's who I am.
You look like a normal dude.
Look at these dudes. Tony Kornheiser, he's my grandfather. Look at that dude. And the other guy's so covered in makeup, he's just hiding his age because he's just as old as Kornheiser. So they've been doing this together for like 40 years. He's been a writer. He was a writer in D.C. for like 40 years before he became a television
star.
He's writing
for the Washington Senators.
Right, so he was like literally, he's an old dude too. I'm not making this stuff up. Look at the crow's feet on these dudes. I mean, honestly, they're like diving boards on their face.
You see that story about Skip Bayless that came out it was like a month ago or so,
no.
About his wife online?
No.
How he's so like psychotic when it comes to watching sports,
right,
that if people walk in the room and then something poor happens, he gets like all crazy and stuff. Like
he goes like,
you're screwing with the dimensions of the world, the time dimensions. And like he gets mad at people that walk in the room.
So he blames people for plays happening and stuff?
Yeah, like it's like if he has the Patriots to cover and the Patriots wind up like Tom Brady throws an interception or something like that last minute, he'll yell at someone who just walked out of the room. Like, because they mess with the time dimensions of the world. That level of crazy.
I watch a lot of that on Netflix with my show I've been watching, as I told you, The Flash, is they go back, they do time travel on there. Lots of different Earth 90, Earth 14, Earth 2, Earth 9, and then there's time travel. If you could time travel, what time would you go back to?
Wow, that's fantastic. 1980s.
1980s?
I mean, unless we can go, like, am I allowed to come back to this time?
I got really good blow in the 80s. You'd have a good time with me. I could have taken you out with Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
I would have taken you up on that opportunity.
You would have had a good time. What's today's date, the 11th?
The 12th.
Is today the 12th?
Of October.
I have to get this right. I'm filling out some important paperwork here, which pertains to my future. Here we go, vacation. Oh, here we go. What are the dates? Oh, October. It looks like I'm checking out here through the end of the Halloween week there, folks. They owe me a ton of days, so I got to do them sometime. So I'm thinking I'm going to go for Halloween, trick-or-treating. What do you think I should go as this year, B-Mac? How about I go as Skip Bayless? I could just put a bunch of...
A lot of makeup.
Just crow's feet all over my face, and then I could go out... He's a great talent, right? Like I'm not denying he's a great.
It's working out for him.
Well, he's a great talent. He makes tons of money. I'm not questioning that. All I'm saying is that I'm old, but these guys are really old, and they're all stars on television. So does that bode well for me?
He became a big deal on ESPN, and that was maybe what, a decade ago, 10 years ago. Like, when did this guy's career get started? When he was 75?
Well, he was a great writer in Dallas. I think he used to like cover the Cowboys, right, at some point or another.
Yeah, but his television career.
Oh, his television career. He's been on at least 15 years.
He got discovered when he was, what, 65?
Right, but he was doing, like, First Take, right? And then he left that to do this with Shannon Sharp.
He was on there before First Take.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, he was doing ESPN before that?
Like, different stuff.
One of the things I try to do in life is never watch them, ever, any of these shows. I don't watch any of them. As you know, Carver, I watch DC Comics, Netflix, and Violence. And murder.
These shows are painful. I don't watch any.
I can't watch guys arguing all day about sports. When I come in here and argue about sports all night, I can't do it. Mary in Virginia, get her a Guinness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am reveling in my one-hit shutout tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. It was very exciting for you. I was bored to death. But I did say that I was actually rooting for the guy to get the no-hitter because I thought the game was so boring. I like watched it, and it was so boring that I didn't even know he was having a no-hitter until it was the eighth inning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't have the TV, the volume on,
oh,
you understand?
Yeah, that's right.
So I just sit and look up, and I see that they're winning. I never knew that no one got a hit. I thought it was very impressive by Sanchez. I think that's a huge win for them because I think that they won with, like, their fourth pitcher. And so they literally—
fourth pitcher.
Right, like, he doesn't even matter. And he threw, a one-hitter. So all I'm telling you is wait till they get a load of Strasburg, Scherzer tomorrow.
Yep.
Or Scherzer on, when is it, Sunday?
No, tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow? Oh, it is tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon, yeah.
3:30.
Oh, so there's two games.
Yeah, before the Yankee game.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I screwed that up. Because I think I only gave Mafia the ALCS. I may have to give him a little late night pick in there. Who do you like tomorrow? Scherzer against who?
Scherzer.
Who's
against Wainwright.
Oh, against Waino? Yeah, that's a must win for the Cardinals. But, I mean, the Nationals now all of a sudden you feel like they're kind of getting hot, don't you?
Roll.
They're on a roll. All
yeah.
Right. So they'll be on a roll until they face the Astros or Yankees.
Well, that's true.
You know what's going to happen? I thought of this today. This is exactly what's going to happen. If the Yankees win the ALCS, Let's say they win, hypothetically. They're going to beat the Nationals like they did the Phillies in 09. It'll be the same thing. They'll kick their ass. That'll be that. That'll be that. Remember when the Phillies were going to beat the Yankees, and then what happened?
That works for me.
Trust me, that's exactly what'll happen. Devon in Dallas.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What up, Devo?
Hey, I just wanted to let you talk some college football with you. You think in your lifetime, you think Pitt will ever be great again and win a national championship?
You know, I will say this. I will say that I do not believe they'll ever win a national championship in college football. But I think Pat Narduzzi's done a good job there based on all the big upsets that they've had. They have literally maybe the biggest upset team in college football over the last 5 years. They have had some of the biggest upsets on Saturdays in college football. The guy wins. They win games they're not supposed to win. And then against everyone else, they suck. It's unbelievable how they win games that they shouldn't win. So he's done a good job there. They should never fire that guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's going to do well enough there for long enough
to leave.
Somebody else just goes and takes him, a bigger school. That's just the thing, the way that it is now. I mean,
right.
When you're in a place like Pitt, you're just
stopgap.
Stopgap till who was there before him? The guy in Wisconsin, right? Wasn't Chris there before?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a stopgap to go to the next place.
Listen, I was there. I grew up. You know who the head coach was?
Well, they were a power.
Jackie Sherrill.
They were a power.
Okay, they were a power, and it was back in the day. It was they had a lot of NFL players coming out of there. Believe me, you Allen and Birmingham on the Jocks.
How's it going?
What's happening?
Hey, man, just real quick. What do you think of the Power Five schools like Alabama, Clemson, LSU, everyone scheduling cream puffs for the first half of the season? And you've got teams like UCF and Boise State making a real schedule.
Well, I think that it's been that way forever. It's the norm. It is what it is. I think I'm with you. I think it's pathetic. I don't even think those games should count. I think literally the fact that they get, cush points for winning those games is ridiculous. I don't think in fact, if you play cream puffs, you don't deserve, in my opinion, frankly, to be in the playoff. I mean it. I think you should have to play at least one big game at the beginning of the season. And then if you had, three bad games and one big game, I can live with that. These schools that come out and have a big game immediately, like what was it, Florida and Miami? If you're going to have a big game, do it early so you can prove that you're not just playing cream puffs. I hate it. I'm with you. I hate it. I don't even think it should be allowed. And it's those money games. They pay them to come down and get spanked and called Charlie. I hate it. All right, Carver. Hi. Panthers, Bucks in Tottenham in London, 9:30 in the morning on Sunday. Bloody Mary hour. Who do you like there? Carolina minus 2.5.
Just way too much travel for the Bucks the last 3 weeks. I like the Panthers.
B-Mac, who do you like there?
Give me the Panthers.
Seahawks, Browns in Cleveland. Seattle laying 1.5. B-Mac.
I'm going to go Browns here.
There you go.
I'm going to actually take the Browns as well.
Texans, Chiefs at Arrowhead, big game, B-Mac.
Chiefs.
Chiefs laying 4.
Keep them to 4.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm on the Chiefs as well.
Redskins, Dolphins, Hard Rock, Washington laying 3.5, B-Mac.
Who the hell cares but Washington?
There you go.
Skins.
Eagles, Vikes, U.S. Bank, mini laying 3.
Eagles.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like the Eagles too.
Whoa. Saints, Jags, Jacks. Jacks laying 2.5, Carver High.
I'm kind of shocked at all the Jag love for this game this week. I'm really surprised. I take the Saints.
Line is super low at a point. Give me the Saints.
Bengals, Ravens, Baltimore, Charm City, Baltimore laying 11.
Cincinnati's way too bad. Baltimore.
Ravens.
Niners, Rams, Lipstick City, Rams laying 3.
I'm still going to go with the Rams. I know that they might not have Gurley and Talib's going to be out. I think they're going to find a way to beat the Niners.
49ers. This is the game that the Rams drop.
Look at your boy over here going for the gusto, like Schlitz, malt liquor. Falcons, Cardinals, Zona in the desert, Atlanta laying 2.5.
Arizona and Quinn gets fired.
Yeah, Atlanta.
This one.
If they lose the game, Quinn will get fired, but they're not going to lose this game.
Titans, Broncos in Denver. Denver laying 2.
This is the game Tennessee loses. Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos stink. Tennessee beat them.
Cowboys, Jets, MetLife. Jets are getting 7. It was 8.5.
I would play it at 17, so give me the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Steelers, Chargers, Sunday night in L.A. Carson, Chargers laying 6.5.
Chargers got to win. Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers will win the game.
And then the Monday Nighter, we'll be here live at 10. Lions pack Lambeau. I'm surprised they didn't bring us up for that game, Carver.
We should have went to that one.
We should have been there doing the show live right in the parking lot, just like you at the Islander game tomorrow.
Came home Tuesday morning, been back here on Tuesday night.
Maybe MSG would fly you and me from the Islander game to Lambeau Monday, and we could do the same broadcast with the same people without bathing.
It's possible.
3 days.
I mean, I can get the couple guys that are coming tomorrow
talk
and
to
see
them.
If they're into it.
Let me see if I'm missing it. Kenny Stills, a game time decision. I'm really rapidly running out of time here. Winston says we got to get Evans the ball more. Gee, you think? The Raiders Texans will move up, move from 1 p.m. to 4:25 next week. Broncos Colts will move from 4:25 to 1 p.m. East. Both of those games switching. Earl Thomas says he was fined for the hit, $21,000, blah, blah, blah. Tanaka starts game one. Do you like the Yankees?
I love I love starting Tanaka in game one, like I said to you last night. It gets him the one game at Yankee Stadium in game five, and he could be great.
And who do you like, Scherzer or Wainwright?
Scherzer.
Scherzer?
I'm going to go Wainwright, Cardinals, to get back in the series.
Kurt Schilling wants to be the Phillies manager. Good luck,
nope.
Kurt. Everyone thinks he's a lunatic.
He is.
There you go. All right. Don't forget you can catch the podcast of the show on Twitter at Scott Ferrell, at On the Bench CBS, and on Facebook.com/ Ferrell on the Bench. Don't forget you can listen to the show all 4 hours on radio.com, CBS Sports app, SiriusXM app, and Ask Alexa. Great job this week, BMAC. Thanks for helping us on the show. Carver High, good job. I'm Ferrell. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.